We now move to the information items. And I will turn it over to Ms. Coleman.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, I would suggest that perhaps in the interest of the folks from PALCO, we might want to, if we can get Mr. Neely in here, move number 8 above number 7.
All right, then.
Because then I don't think we have many people left in the room after that.
Okay. I need to step out and make a phone call.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome to stay. You're welcome to stay.
As soon as we're done.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, man. I'll supply the drug if it'll help. Mr. Chairman, oh, we lost Ms. Heidi. We could probably also quickly cover number 10, 11. And 12 while we wait.
Okay. ACLs?
Yeah, just nothing to report there.
Future agenda items?
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to state that we had out there a draft for procedures on representing the regional board. Even though I'm not quite sure when that will come back, progress is being made on that, and it will come back as a future agenda item. So.
As well, one of the things that came up yesterday was an idea for a workshop, particularly with respect to fish kill, diseases of fishes, and so forth. And so that should be something that we include at some point. And I am assuming that the monthly report stands as...
The only two things that I'd flag in there were the update on Ferndale, which just reports we had a very good meeting with the mayor of Ferndale and have come to a resolution on how to deal with the 2-to-1 offset. Mr. Nielsen has his toilet.
no laughing matter.
I really like to be able to report on the big things in my life. We will probably bring the CDO back to you for amendment, and the amendment what we've been talking with the city about is our interest is, and we put the CDO out on them because they didn't have a plan for building a wastewater treatment plant that was long overdue. They've been making really good progress on milestones, so as they hit their key milestones, release some more. So set up a CDO that allows them as they hit their major milestones, we would release more connections so that it would allow them to achieve their goal and achieve ours in a more orderly fashion. The one fly in the ointment is I did get an email from the mayor day before yesterday, with the bad news that the expense of the treatment plant that they had planned has gone up by like $6 million to $11 million. And so they're, I think, in a panic trying to find some additional funding, investigate how they can bring some costs down. So it was all going well till Monday, and then we're back in Ferndale hell, as the mayor calls it. The other item is balloon track. And I put that in because that also came up last time at the public forum. And no news to report. We are, as I understand it, that some of the citizens in the Eureka area are petitioning the city of Eureka regarding the zoning for, as I understand it, the city council wants to put a big box on top of the balloon track. And some of the community does not want that done. Right now it is zoned as public use and would have a series of cleanup standards associated with it. If the city rezones it for a big box, it would have less stringent cleanup standards. Our cleanup and abatement order is tied to the fact that we will make them clean up to whatever the use is going to be. So we're sort of in this a bit of a chicken and egg still with the city of Eureka, but in the final analysis, it is their call.
Zoning,
city council.
Zoning.
Thank you. And once again, if there are any members of the press, please do not report that we do it one toilet at a time. It just isn't what we do.